Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as it does every day, to the active duty military, the veterans, EMS, and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there behind the wheel of the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Our bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and beyond. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And don't forget, we also say howdy-howdy to our Amazon friends working in the warehouse and the drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America, Captain with an S on the end of it, America, all one word. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out. All right, from California, IA, live and in living color, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain.
Yay! Can I get another yay? Yay! All righty. They love you in the parking lot. Yep, that's the group up on the porch over there with the last call for alcohol bunch. All right, now, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we always emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, boy, we have got so much stuff going on tonight. First of all, we have to keep our eye, all states, all United States, and everybody in the Caribbean is listening to me. We have to keep our eye on this system that's coming across just off South America right now. It's called Tropical Disturbance Number 1 with a 90% chance of cyclone formation within 48 hours. This is the real deal. It looks like as if it's going to come right down the slot, right down the Caribbean Sea, with 10 to 15, it's moving at 10 to 15 miles an hour right now, west-northwest, and it's following water that in some cases is 90 degrees. And when these storms get out there, the water pretty much takes control as to where they're going to go. So, all I can tell people is Venezuela, the ABC Island Change, northeastern Colombia, the Cayman Islands. Everybody should be paying real close attention to this. Aruba, Cuba, Everybody's going to get something here, and what the something's going to be is certainly going to be a lot of rain and some wind. And the longer this stays out in the ocean, the more rain we're going to see wherever we're going to see it, right?
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, if it maintains a course or tracks for the course that we're looking at right now, predicting based on what we see, of course, if it starts to go over Cuba, again, it matters whether or not it hits the mountains and this kind of thing. It just depends. And so we have to keep watching this literally moment by moment.
It has all the makings of a Category 3 or 4 hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico by Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Yes.
That's how serious this is.
It certainly is. It certainly is, yeah.
All right, now let's get going on our regular stuff here, but we had to get that out there because people need to understand now is the time to make your preparations. Do not wait until Sunday night or Monday and go, oh, I better do something. Nope, do it this weekend right now while you've got the opportunity and while the product is there to get. All right, well, the Pentagon says Putin's nuclear threat will not stop aid to Ukraine, as John Bolton came out and said that he believes Vladimir Putin is bluffing on the use of nukes, at least for now.
You know, this is really getting to be very, you know, obviously it's been serious up to this point, but now we're talking about this. Putin's talking about it openly. We're hearing even President Zelensky talk about the specter of having some kind of nuclear exchange or nuclear attack. So, you know, Captain, it can't be worse than that at this point. And hopefully somehow cooler heads are going to prevail. But Vladimir Putin's being pushed into a corner. He's gotten himself into this. They're looking to get the conscripts. They're trying to raise 300,000 people. People are leaving Russia as fast as they can. They don't want to get called up. They don't want to get trapped in that. And what happens when Putin really does feel that he's backed into a corner? That's the scary part here.
Well, the Ukraine, very quietly behind the scenes, has been getting massive shipments of iodide to take care of radiation poisoning in the event of what happened with a nuclear attack.
Well, that's right. And unfortunately, Cap, you know, we've seen this times before in history. The notion of limited nuclear war, the notion of tactical nuclear weapons or confining it to a particular theater, this is all madness, and something has to be done to make sure nothing ever gets touched off to begin with.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Okay, I heard the music coming up in my ear. Hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with more, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Trafalgar poll and how they do some of these polls so you can understand this a little bit better than what some people have tried to explain it, because there is a way to understand these polls, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break, and if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that. by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor, the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, who make and manufacture the Relief Factor product that I take, and I take it every day. As a matter of fact, I'm glad right now that I've got Relief Factor, because if I didn't, I'd be a hurting puppy. I'd really be in pain. The Relief Factor I'm taking for the problems that I've just had, I've had like a relapse of my right leg, if you will. And for the problems that I've had, I'm taking Relief Factor in combination with the antibiotics that they've given me for the infection that's shown up once again. And it's working. It's working. So that's all I can tell you. If it'll work for me, it'll work for thee, meaning you. So give it a shot. Go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And if you're in pain, I don't care if you got neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, ankle pain, leg pain, wrist pain, pain, whatever you got, give it a shot. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a shot. $19.95. Been the same price for the 8 years I've been taking it. $19.95 for the 3 weeks. Just a quick start to get it going. And you'll know what I know. You'll know what I know. So all you got to do, as Kyle likes to say, Kyle, what do we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Amen. Amen. And I'm so glad that I've got that to take right now, because if I didn't, I'd have to be taking something a whole lot tougher to cut the pain that I've got going on here with my right leg again. But this time it's my knee. Can you believe that?
Wow.
My
yeah.
knee. Yeah, of all things, my knee. Okay, now, back to our required reading. I'm going to talk about Wisconsin and a story that popped up out of the blue yesterday. It was on the Epoch Times, and I saw it, and I went, boy, I got to talk about this tonight. This is just one of those unbelievable stories, ladies and gentlemen. The Wisconsin voter roll, according to 500 volunteers who banded together after nearly 2 years of work to improve voter confidence in the Wisconsin elections, has found 350,000 errors. 10% of the total vote shouldn't have even been counted in Wisconsin.
Well, that's significant in the extreme, yeah.
Yeah, but do you know why?
Why is that?
Some of these people are dead, and they were never purged. Some of these people have moved and have been gone as long as 30 years, never been purged. Some of these people gave a fake address to begin with, which all it was like a single address at an apartment building at the front of the building, or maybe it was a business, and that's the address they gave, and you can't track people down like that because it's a business that's there, it's an apartment that's there, and how do you do this?
Well, exactly right, and obviously there's things going on trying to game the system or to defraud the system, really. And when they begin to find these things, it's very significant.
Well, a lot of this was found in Milwaukee, Dane and Milwaukee counties. No surprise at all. When you take a look at the voter makeup that's there and who the majorities are. Now, the group's analysis says that nearly 29,000 people in those two counties filled out a change of address form with the U.S. Post Office saying that they'd moved out of the state. But they're still on the active voter roll, as of this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, you know, it's again, I think as more and more people find these things out, they're going to start to realize that there is a lot of fraud, that it's not what we were told back in 2020, and that was, there's no fraud, ever.
Well, I'm telling you, these are 500 people that have found fraud, and a lot of it. And it amounts to about 10% of the voters that their vote never should have been counted had they done a check like what we're talking about here. Now,
right, because people expect there to be integrity in our system.
Yeah. Now, the group found 22,500 address errors in two counties, Dane and Milwaukee. The mistakes included missing and invalid numbers and major apartment complexes with only a physical main address, not an apartment number. So, in other words, they put the address on the front building and didn't say anything else other than that. That's not the address, obviously. And partial apartment numbers, or none at all.
This was never checked. It was never double-checked or cross-referenced in any way.
No. And this, of course, means that when you go to verify someone's address, if you actually do the verification, their vote shouldn't count.
Well, precisely. If they're ineligible because of errors like this, then those errors would have to be corrected.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you don't know who's voting and you don't know whether or not they truly are eligible.
Now, it gets better because in the two counties, they found over 1,800 purported addresses that were not valid addresses, yet they were still on the voter rolls with the invalid address.
And, you know, Captain, that would be one of the easiest things to check. You know, if you ever tried to get something delivered somewhere or something like that, the address will actually, in many ways, pop up on whatever website you're dealing with because they do just that. They verify that it's an actual address. And sometimes it even gives you a better suggestion of how to list the address.
Now, wait till you hear what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
The group's analysis also found that dozens of voters in Milwaukee and Dane counties had used commercial buildings as addresses, namely UPS storefronts, United States Post Office boxes as their legal residence in violation of Wisconsin law that says you can't use a post office mailbox as a residence. You have to give them the physical address or you're not supposed to be voting.
Well, that is really something. I can only imagine, Captain, you might find some Democrat talking head who would justify all of that in some weird way. it'd be entertaining, but it would certainly still be wrong.
How does that little saying go? The law is the law is the law.
Well, right. Again, and that goes to eligibility. It goes to whether or not you're have a valid address, a valid voter registration. If it's invalid, well, then it can't go through. You have to make it valid in order to be able to vote properly.
Now, these 500 people that were with this group that went to check all of this, they have given their data to State Representative Gerald Brengen, who's the Republican chairperson of the state's Assembly Campaigns and Election Committee. And she's vowed to investigate this and get to the bottom of it. But why didn't they know about this to begin with? Somebody at the voting offices didn't do their job.
Well, that is the $64,000 question, isn't it? To quote an old TV game show. But that's definitely what voters and you should be up in arms about. That is a good question.
Yeah, one would think. Now, Donald Trump said, and I quote, a president can declassify documents even by thinking about it. What's that all about? I have a problem with that one.
Well,
you can't think about something and not do it. You got to do it.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I don't know how he's trying to apply that at this point, but of course it's being seized on as quite a quote to go after from his interview.
That would be like Mike in Clearwater going, well, I think I'm the mayor because I ran to be the mayor, and I think I'm the mayor, and I think I'm going to be the mayor, so I'm the mayor. That's it. I'm the mayor. That goes along with Stacey Abrams thinking about the governor, right?
Well, right. Well, what former President Trump was talking about, he said he didn't think there had to be some process for declassifying documents, as he understood. He said, if you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified.
Not when you leave the office.
Thinking about it. Well, precisely. You have to have the authority under the Constitution as president during your term to be able to do that. So that's obvious. This is certainly a question in terms, I think the whole thing revolves around declassification, but with the president spoke it, if he wrote it down, all these questions have to be answered, but he can't say, I brought a bunch of boxes and I think that they're going to be declassified. That would not be something he could hang his hat on.
That's true, and I think that's where this attorney general is going. The state,
yes,
New York
exactly.
State. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we progress along the overnight radio airwaves. So don't go very far. We won't. We'll be right back right after this break. Stay tuned for more.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden was briefed on FEMA's response to Hurricane Fiona's aftermath in Puerto Rico on Thursday. The president announces an executive action he took to further help with the recovery.
At the governor's request, I immediately approved an expedited major disaster declaration to provide individual and public assistance to help people and communities recover from, and this declaration is going to, we'll get federal resources there quickly. and it's going to help people start rebuilding their lives.
FedEx is hiking its package rates after announcing its first quarter earnings fell short. The shipping company is raising its express, ground, and home delivery rates by an average of close to 7%. Its CEO citing a tough economy and says he expects to enter a worldwide recession. We are USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I keep thinking about that statement, what that's made, hardest working guy on the radio at night. You know, back a few years ago, I actually was on the radio 6 hours a day with a break in the middle of the day. I was on a station up north of here in Brooksville, Florida, for 3 hours, from 9 to 12, and then I would grab some lunch, come back down to Tampa, and I did a drive time show 5 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m., which was actually a very highly rated show. And I'd go back and forth with another host down here in Tampa every day who was going to be number one, which was a lot of fun. And I keep thinking about that. People go, well, you know, I just did 3 hours of radio. Shoot, you have no freaking clue. No clue. Which is why I'm going to tell you about the hardest working man in the pillow business, and that's Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Because he doesn't have just pillows. He's got all sorts of other stuff. He's got the bed sheets to go along with the pillows. He's got the towel sheets to go along with the bed sheets and the pillows. He's got the go-anywhere pillows to go along with you when you take a trip and get on a plane, a train, or whatever, a ship. And then, of course, so much more because of the mystore.com and all of the products that are over there related to your house. And I know, Kyle, you've taken a look at the mystore.com. Tell us a little bit about what's over there.
Well, folks, of course, you know all about the MyPillow products, but the MyStore is like a department store where you're going to find things for your home, for your kitchen, all kinds of other products. As I said, just like going into a department store. And so you definitely want to check it out, MyStore.com. And I think they're always adding new stuff as well.
Yep.
In terms of also clothing, books and videos, also bath products and so forth, health, home improvement, household essentials, kitchen and dining. You know, so there's all these different categories that you can go through.
You bet. And, of course, don't forget, you can go to MyPillow.com, go to the radio listener specials page that's there at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or you can give them a call, talk to a live person at 800-641-5459 to find out about all the stuff that's going on, and they'll be more than happy to explain it all to you. That's MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page, and promo code is always CAPTAIN, and their phone number is 800-641-5459. Check them out. Ask them about mystore.com, and they'll tell you. They'd be more than happy to tell you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, yep, we are politicking it, aren't we?
We certainly are. That's right.
Nothing like politicking it in the overnight. Now, the Fed, fair to say, is causing a lot of problems for people that don't quite understand the way it works, and I'll explain. Recent market volatility has led some to claim that markets themselves are inherently unstable, but the data doesn't back them up on that. Now, the up and down of the risk-on and then risk-off sentiment is associated with the instability created by their own central bank, our own central bank here in America, called the Fed, which has grown into a financial colossus, starting with its reaction to the Great Recession. It's now the single largest player in our financial markets. Now, that's a problem in and of itself, but the other problem is that the Fed has an inherently unstable dual mandate from Congress, and you're aware of what that is, right?
I'll explain.
It has the job of fighting inflation by selling investments to drive down prices, and also the job of fighting unemployment by buying investments to stimulate consumer sentiment. Now, every day, investors are forced to comb through the news and figure out which of the two contradicting mandates the Fed will follow next. Now, the Fed should stick to its original mandate, which was sound money, or be replaced by something that will. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it.
Well, one of the things that we're hearing so much, of course, today, Captain, in the news reports about the Fed raising the rates, we expect that they'll raise it again, looking to try to get to, 2% inflation approximately by the end of next year. They have these goals in mind, but the only way to bring them about is by causing pain, literal pain to the consumer, and hoping that that's going to somehow do the trick. And I think most Americans, Captain, coming into the Biden administration, coming out of the Trump administration, that whole era, I don't think they think that we just need to raise interest rates sky high to get us to some great, wonderful place in the economy, but create more opportunity, create more organic growth in the economy. That seemed to be doing the trick back then. We didn't have inflation. We didn't have all these problems. Even coming out of COVID, if Biden would have just stayed the course, we wouldn't necessarily be in this particular position right now.
That's probably true. And by the way, Senator Ted Cruz, of course he's from Texas, this week praised his colleagues on the Senate Judiciary Committee for including his amendment to the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, called the JCPA, which is intended to prevent content moderation and censorship of conservatives on social media. We'll see how that works.
We will see how that works. I know that earlier in the year, you had senators like John Kennedy, even Amy Klobuchar, talking about this or supporting this, from what we understand. So hopefully we'll have the bipartisan support it would need.
Well, there is a case in Louisiana that caused a Louisiana judge to toss a librarian's defamation suit against conservative groups. She didn't care for the language, and she wanted them to cease and desist. And the judge says, nope, that's getting rid of freedom of speech.
This is really, it's a very important aspect here, Captain, because people have somehow gotten this notion that if they just don't like something, that it can be taken away. It can be banned, it can be suppressed, it can be censored, and that would be a good thing. Well, when it comes to political speech, You're right. This is why we have the First Amendment. This is why we have the Constitution. But people are starting to live under this sort of misnomer that, uh-oh, something offended me, and somebody else has to make sure I never hear it again. That's not the American way.
Now, we talked about Vladimir Putin a little bit, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about him. First of all, the Russians, the younger Russians, are fleeing to the neighboring border countries around them to get away from the conscription orders amidst the mobilization where he's trying to call up and recruit 300,000 more people and send them to Ukraine.
Yes, and it's very expensive in some cases. I've heard upwards of $10,000 to try to get out of Dodge, basically. One-way ticket. You know, they're not coming back anytime soon. But a question that I think you might be able to shed some light on, Captain, is we hear about, you know, oh, they're going to conscript people. They're going to either pull them off the streets, out of their apartments, or out of the prisons. But really, it's going to take a long time, don't you think, in order to try to get them into some sort of fighting shape or put them in the military and train them and send them to Ukraine? It's not going to be next Tuesday.
Basic training used to be 8 weeks, then it was 10 weeks, then it was 12 weeks. That's for us, okay? For them, I think it's a lot shorter because all they do is teach them how to shoot. If they don't know how to shoot, hand them the weapon and say, come on, you're coming with us. They're basically just a body with a gun.
Right, right. And so,
and then they learn on the fly.
Well, I can imagine. But that doesn't make for an efficient fighting force. And we've really seen it revealed.
And we're showing that, we're seeing that with the Ukraine.
Well, exactly. But now we're also seeing, too, that the Russian army is not the big Russian bear, per se.
It's not anymore.
It's something else. This isn't, I hate to say, this isn't, you know, Gorbachev's army. It's not Khrushchev's army. It's not Brezhnev's army. It's something else entirely.
Well, I'm going to use this term a little loosely, but they've gone woke. If you don't believe me, go look at the protests on the street last night where they arrested some 1,500 of them.
Well, I think so, and certainly the news of the war is not good, and this is why you have people leaving, and you have people not supporting it.
Yeah.
That's going to wear on Putin after a while.
And the Pope thinks that Putin is mentally ill. He thinks there's something wrong with him because he believes that World War III has already started, and he fears for what's coming next.
I think we all should have a healthy fear of what could come next because of the desperation factor that's obviously in play here, and I think it's exacerbated.
Yeah, because if he's mentally ill, we are going to see something that we don't necessarily want to see.
Exactly right. He wants to be Vlad the Great, and he's delusional in that case, I think, and he'll do anything, go down in a blaze of glory, or think he'll be victorious.
Yep. Okay, caller, hang on a minute. We got to go to break here. Okay, Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Play our guitars loud.
the honky tonk stuff. Billy Gibbons is in there. Kyle, who's Billy Gibbons?
Well, he's from ZZ Top.
Yeah, and they were in here just a pounding away with the good-looking women doing some boot scooting tonight. So there you go. That's quite the deal there. If you can get that that video to listen to, the music, and see what's going on, it's well worth the effort, I'll tell you what. And when he starts out talking about the eye candy, he meant eye candy.
Watch out.
All right. Watch out now. All right. Well, here we go. Going to read this little thing, give it to you. Large swells are being generated by Hurricane Fiona, which is up just about straight across from Bermuda right now. Bermuda's on the right of the storm, not the place where you want to be. And it's causing life-threatening surf and rip current conditions, sharing much of the East Coast during the next few days, while high winds will impact eastern Maine late Friday and Saturday. Gale warnings, rip current statements, and high wind watches and high surf advisors are going to be in effect. In the meantime, we're going to tell you in just a few minutes about what's going on and what's coming our direction, the next storm that could be coming into the Gulf of Mexico. Boy, it's going to be a rip barn snorting, torting, big old storm if it does, I'll tell you that. So, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west, and it doesn't look like much.
Well, kind of feeling like the Maytag repairman out west here tonight, Captain. You're right.
In the rocking chair?
That's right. Kind of lonely, but I'll tell you this. We do have some high winds in the Cheyenne area and up towards Laramie. This, of course, along I-80 in southern Wyoming. Some high wind warnings there. We've got winds 30 to 40 miles per hour, gusts up to 65. So obviously, truckers and drivers, beware of those kinds of gusts of wind. Also, for our friends near Colorado Springs in Colorado, coming down I-25 tonight near Colorado Springs and Fountain, you've got a dense fog advisory there going across the interstate. So you want to be aware of that. There's a little bit of rain out there, but not a whole lot. A little bit north of I-10 in southern Arizona as you approach the border with New Mexico. Various scattered showers in New Mexico. And just a little bit up in Montana. Looks like it's coming across I-94 as you go through Forsyth there in Montana. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, in Texas, we've got a little bit of fog around the San Antonio area right now. Got a little bit of patchy fog from Houston on down to, actually over to Beaumont. It jumps and skips over through there along I-10 and then on down to the border with Mexico. It just kind of hit or miss on down there. Once again, Lafayette, Louisiana, right along the Gulf over to the Louisiana-Mississippi line. Got some patchy fog in there. We do have some rough surf from about West Palm Beach all the way up the East Coast to South Jersey right now. And the closer you get to South Jersey, Cape May and whatnot, the rougher it's going to be. So be advised of that. Also got some unsettled weather conditions with some high rain in South Carolina, high winds rather, along with a little bit of scattered rain in South Carolina tonight. This weather advisory and the wind and all that goes all the way up into Maine, so be advised. And along Lake Ontario and Lake Erie and the usual places, you've got high wind, you've got the winds pushing the shoreline, creating some shoreline plenty conditions, if you will. In Michigan, it's cold in the north, cold, cold, cold. They've got a freeze warning going on in a lot of northern Michigan tonight, along with a frost warning where it's not freezing. And then over into Wisconsin. Green Bay has a freeze warning tonight, and Madison and central part of Wisconsin has a frost advisory, and then up in the Minnesota area, Duluth, Minnesota in particular, you have a frost advisory with a chance of there could be some freezing going on there. The temperature could drop down low enough, we'll see, but right now it's strictly a frost advisory. Okay, here we go. It's hurricane time. Now, I'm going to read about this system that's coming our way here. Disturbance number one. This is a big-time storm that looks like it's going to come right down the slot in the Caribbean Sea as things are progressing along today. Now, locally, heavy rainfall, gusty winds are likely to affect northwestern Venezuela, the ABC Island chain, the northeastern Colombia, along with Venezuela, the ABC Island chain, as I said, and people should closely monitor the progress of this system, especially around the Yucatan in South Florida and Key West. This has the potential to come into the Gulf of Mexico and just tear things up. This has the potential to be a Category 3 major or Category 4 major by the beginning or certainly no later than the middle of next week. So I'm just telling you what it says. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but you need to get yourself prepared for this. Don't wait till Monday and go, well, I guess I better go get some. No, do it this weekend. Do it this weekend. Stick it in your freezer and don't worry about it. By the way, get yourself some bagged ice and throw that in the freezer, too, in case you lose your power, unless you got a generator. So just think about doing all that stuff. You're going to need it. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot Flying J, please.
Well, folks, don't forget, at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, you can save 10 cents a gallon between now and October 31st, so you've still got a lot of time to get great savings. Go to pilotflyingj.com, join the My Rewards Plus promotion there, the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that for your iPhone, your iOS, or your Android device, and start saving today. And by the way, pro drivers, September, still got some time in September here. That's Driver Appreciation Month, and they're saying thank you to drivers. You're going to get free drinks every week. You're going to get other special offers in the My Rewards Plus app, all because you go farther for America. So Pilot Flying J Travel Centers are going farther for you as well. So you definitely want to check them out, pilotflyingj.com. Become a member of the Drivers Club. You'll get all kinds of points on things that you buy and all kinds of other great offers as well. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And Trucker Eric was a little bit upset about the free stuff with the Pilot Flying J. He kind of thought they were going to give him the keys to the building. I said, no, it doesn't work that way. I said, you got something free, whatever it was, so quit your bitching.
Well, but they're doing all kinds of great stuff for drivers and truckers, and especially as the weather turns cold, Captain, you mentioned it is starting to get cold, up, especially up in northern Michigan. Well, if you pull into a Pilot or Flying J, you can get a great cup of coffee, because we think you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate, and it'll warm you up.
It is when you don't have one. When you don't have one, any cup of coffee is good, but they do have exceptional coffee, so there you go. And I've had many of their cups of coffee, so I'll agree with you on that one. Okay, well, we're coming back, hour number two, with more Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and yours truly, so don't go anywhere. We shall return with more for you, and we love the fact that you're listening to us, and if you want to opine, 877-969-8600 is the number to call. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.